Dr. Charles, last name was Jansen, J-A-N-S-E-N, first name William, W-I-L-L-I-A-N, date of birth 11-6-74, date of visit 123, 13th referring physician, Dr. Donahue. This is a 38-year-old gentleman referred for evaluation period. Patient has patient has history of excessive snoring, comma, weight gain in last 5 to 6 years. Period. A recent sleep study was done to rule out obstructive sleep apnea. Period. Patient was reported to have a mild degree of obstructive sleep apnea with an RDI of 7.1. Period. During the sleep study, patient was noted to have abnormal electrographic EEG activity on cerebral electrodes, which is suspicious for a electrographic seizure activity. Period. Although the sleep study montages are limited in numbers and could not conclude the findings, but EEG, the electrographic changes are suggestive of a primary generalized epilepsy like myoclonus epilepsy. Period. Electrographic electrode artifact could also be a possibility. Period. Patient denies history of any seizure. Period. Often this type of epilepsy is first time diagnosed in late teen age, around 18, around 16 to 20 years of age, and triggered often by lack of sleep and alcohol consumption. Period. Patient denies any seizures. Period. However, patient reports that he has noted jerky movements in the lower extremities prior to falling asleep, which could be a myoclonic myoclonic seizure, which is often seen at the time of falling asleep or right before awakenings. Period. No history of loss of consciousness reported. No history of lightheadedness. Period. Patient has some abnormal visual changes occasionally last very briefly and resolve. Period. No loss of vision, no any focal, sensory or motor deficit, no hyper or hypopigmented birthmarks. Period. Past medical history. Weight gain, comma, depression and anxiety, comma, excessive snoring, period, medication, Cymbalta, no known allergy, family history, non-contributing, social history, patient is a married, ex-smoker, no history of alcohol or drug abuse, works as a vascular ultrasonographer. Period. Examination, vitals, blood pressure 115 over 72, pulse 62, weight 224 pounds, height 5 feet 6 inches. Patient is fully alert, normal speech and language, good comprehension. Period. Cranial nerve, normal pupils, reactive to light and accommodation. period fundus examination is normal, period extraocular muscle movement is intact and symmetric, period oral examination shows crowded oropharyngeal space, normal size uvula, period neck is supple, no bruit, motor strength, normal tone, muscle mass and strength, bilateral upper and lower extremity, sensory, light touch, pain, prick and vibration, intact and symmetric bilateral, reflexes, symmetric and physiologic, negative Babinski, no cerebellar signs, gait is sturdy, period assessment, 38 years old, gentleman with a history of excessive snoring, period recent sleep study, demonstrated mild degree of obstructive sleep apnea. Period during the EEG, patient was found to have electrographic changes on the on the montages, suggestive of a electrographic seizure activity. Period no history of any clinical. No history of any clinical seizures reported. Period. Plan. There's a likely possibility of a myoclonic epilepsy. Period. We'll get a routine EEG. If negative, we'll arrange for a long-term EEG monitoring. Period. We'll consider treatment after. Accurate after making a diagnosis and myoclonic epilepsy is very well treated and responds to a few medication well if diagnosed accurately. Period, we'll discuss further options after the EEG findings. Period, patient is advised to have a good restful sleep since lack of sleep can trigger this type of epilepsy. Period, no restrictions at this point since the diagnosis is not definitely unclear at this point. Period will follow up in 2 to 3 weeks after the EEG and will discuss treatment and further investigation accordingly. End of dictation. CC Dr. Donahue.